23-7 in favor of Duquesne here as we start our halftime show presented by Surf Taco. Surf Taco, good food, good people, and good vibe. Let's go through our scoring summary for you first. Austin Crimmins got it started, a 33-yard field goal on a 7-play, 48-yard drive.
Fans,
Duquesne leading 3-0 at that point. Also in the first quarter, Dylan Beekel with a 14-yard touchdown pass to Devin Romming. 4 plays, 79 yards, a minute 37 off the clock, and Duquesne with a 10-0 advantage. They made it 13-0 on the second field goal of the day from Crimmins, a 27-yarder. 4 plays, 7 yards, with a minute 38 off the clock. Zach Fable able to get himself into the end zone for the second time this year, an 18-yard pitch and catch from Brandon Hill. 10-play, 62-yard drive, took up 4:40 off the clock for Monmouth. 13-7 early on in the second quarter, and then things got weird in the last, 15 seconds, even if you want to say. The Duquesne side able to get back onto the scoreboard with another Crimmins field goal, this one from 30 yards out. A 9-play, 57-yard drive after Monmouth had missed a field goal. Ensuing kickoff, a long, essentially onside kick. It was handled by the Dukes, and then 1 play later, Dylan Beekel with his second touchdown pass of the day. This one a 19-yard strike to Dave Thomas. That is where we stand right now at 23-7. When we come back, we'll do scores from around the country. We'll take you to as many different spots as we can. Top 25 and FCS football all right after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to the Halftime Show with Duquesne up 23-7 over Monmouth. Back with more on the Shore Sports Network.
At this time, gathering on...
And we are back here at the half, 23-7 in favor of Duquesne. Final game of the 2013 season at Kessler Field. Time to take a look at our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard at the half here from Monmouth University. Let's do the top 25 board first. Number 7, Clemson, in a non-FBS
this year's
game, leading the Citadel by a score of 42-0. Number 21, Louisville, second quarter action, 17-3 on top of Memphis. Halftime already in Wake Forest, where number 25 Duke and unranked Wake tied at 14. Second quarter action, late second quarter, number 22 Oklahoma tied up right now at 21 with Kansas State.
We will honor home.
Second half getting up and going. Number 13, Michigan State leads Northwestern 14-7. Number 12, South Carolina leading Coastal Carolina of the Big South 7-0. That one about midway through quarter number one. Number 1, Alabama taking on Chattanooga. That game set to kick off at 2 o'clock, 3:30 game. It is number 2, Florida State, welcoming in number, I should say, 1 win, 1-9, Idaho. Also at 3:30, number 4, Ohio State gets together with Indiana. Number 18, LSU, welcoming in number 9, Texas A&M. Big game for both of those teams for potential bowl situations. Also at 3:30, number 16, Wisconsin, on the road at Minnesota. 6-4, Arizona, welcoming in number 5, Oregon. Number 10, Stanford will take host to Cal, who has just 1 win on the season, but that's certainly a rivalry game. New Mexico with a 3-win season so far. They'll play at number 15 and 9-0. Fresno State, number 14, UCLA, welcoming on number 19, Arizona State. Also coming up tonight, number 8, Missouri, is on the road at number 24, Ole Miss. Number 11, Oklahoma State, big game tonight with number 3 and undefeated Baylor coming to Stillwater. And number 23, USC, will be on the road this evening at Colorado in a packed 12 game. All right, so that's the top 25 board. Let's look at what's going on in the Big South today. It is Liberty all over Charleston Southern, 35-7. Again, I'll go through the league standings coming up when we have a second in just a little bit, but that game has pretty big implications for some of the teams still trying to get the automatic qualifying bid into the FCS playoffs. We mentioned the South Carolina Coastal Carolina game already. It is Gardner-Webb leading Presbyterian by a score of 7-0. And also VMI will just be getting underway with Bucknell. Take a peek at the Northeast Conference scoreboard. Duquesne co-champs with Sacred Heart. It will be the Pioneers going to the FCS playoffs. They are not playing this week. A couple of teams that are: St. Francis, Pennsylvania, leading Robert Morris at the half 20-3, and Bryant with a 7-3 advantage right now on Central Connecticut State. That game still in the first quarter. Some other games of note: we talked about that big one in the Patriot League between Lafayette and Lehigh. Right now, the Leopards on top of the Mountain Hawks, 21-7. A shocking game, really, when you think about it. Lafayette with a win gets the automatic bid from the Patriot League and will go into the playoffs with a 5-7 record. A couple of other games of note: Maine, who has already won the CAA, right now trailing at UNH. A win for New Hampshire certainly boosts their chances to get themselves into the FCS playoffs with an at-large bid. UNH leads 10-3. Harvard 28 and Yale nothing. Ivy League game. A couple of other games of note: Holy Cross, team we saw earlier on, leads Georgetown 14-13. Other games, let's see what else is of interest.
Also set the school and conference single season records.
Brown and Columbia, a Columbia team also that we saw earlier this season, has not won a football game yet this season. Princeton, who's having a great season, trying to wrap up the Ivy League, obviously not part of the playoff scene, but will take on Dartmouth a little later on. This is a weird week for a lot of teams. There's still some FCS and FBS games that are taking place. We mentioned that one with the Citadel and Clemson. Also Alabama with a game against Chattanooga. This is kind of an off week for some teams as they look at the higher levels. Montana State and Montana, that's a good game coming up at 2:05, so getting set to kick off in about a half hour. James Madison and Towson, pretty good game. North Dakota State, the lone undefeated team right now at the FCS level. They will play host to South Dakota. Villanova welcoming in Delaware. Both of those teams still trying to figure out if they can get themselves into the playoffs as an at-large team as well. So we talked about the scene in the Big South, and of course we've kept our eye on it all season long, because that is where Monmouth is heading next year. Liberty, Charleston Southern, and Coastal Carolina, all the top teams right now. And if you think about it in terms of really who's going to win the league and get the automatic bid, that's really what you're looking for. That's the situation. Liberty right now at 3-1 in conference play. Charleston Southern at 3-1 in conference play. Coastal Carolina at 4-1 in conference play. Their league games are done. This would wrap it up for Liberty and Charleston Southern. So if Liberty can beat Charleston Southern in handling them so far today, they'd be 4-1, co-champs again, 8-4, and maybe get themselves an at-large bid. Charleston Southern with a loss today, you'd have to think that their chances would all be but done. We'll keep our eye on that and plenty more during the course of our halftime show and the rest of the broadcast as well. We step out for a 3-minute timeout. We're back with more Hawks football with Duquesne leading Monmouth right now 23-7. Coming up, third quarter action. We'll go through stats as well. Monmouth trailing Duquesne. Second half to follow right around the corner. 3-minute timeout on the Shore Sports Network. The final segment for us here at halftime, where Duquesne leads Monmouth 23-7. Some numbers to go through team-wise. Total offense, 218 on the board for Duquesne on 27 plays. Monmouth with 175 yards on 37 total touches. The run-pass split for the Dukes: 75 on the ground, 143 through the air, 83 on the ground for Monmouth, 92 via the pass. Brandon Hill, 9 of 13 for 92 yards. He has been sacked three times so far on the day, all of those coming from Christian Kuntz, the outside linebacker. Dylan Beekle, 7 of 14 for 143 yards and a touchdown. the rushing situation. KB Asante, 80 yards on the day. He cracked the 1,000-yard plateau a little earlier in the contest. He leads the way. Julian Hayes right now, 5 carries for 28. Ryan Hose, 6 for 50. One of those runs, a 31-yarder. The receiving, Neil Sterling, has 5 catches for Monmouth for 42 yards. Mike McLafferty, 2 for 29. Devin Romming, 3 for 73. And a touchdown, Dave Thomas, 3 for 49. And a touchdown as well. Rich Piekarski leading the way. He's got 8 tackles. Andrew Sutton and Andrew Jerzynski each with 3 apiece. For Monmouth, time of possession, this is the number that always is a key stat, except in games like this. Monmouth 2-1 time of possession, about 20 minutes to 10. But yet, here we are, 23-7 on the scoreboard. Penalties have been a problem today for Monmouth as well. 6 for 45. Third down conversions, that's also a number you look at. Monmouth 4 of 9, Duquesne 1 of 5. Red zone chances, also a key number. The Dukes right now have put it in the red zone 5 times. They have scored 5 times. One more timeout for us here. 2-minute break. We're back to start the third quarter with Duquesne leading Monmouth 23-7 on the Shore Sports Network.